get excited to get a new sefer. It's called Sefer Daf Konisa. This sefer is written by, his name is Rabbi Gibbs. He is a very big Talmud Chacham in Borough Park, local. Yitzchak Zalman Gibbs. Gimel Yud Pei Samach. I think they pronounce Gibbs. Gibbs.
Gibbs.
He is he has a yeshiva. I'm not mistaken, he has a yeshiva in Borough Park. And this is a really fantastic sefer. It's on the parsha. It is halachic discussions on the parashios. And the parsha Shmoleisvili has five sections. I only was able to get through three of them. And some of the topics are very interesting. And he always brings out, he seems to bring out interesting things in the interesting topics. So let me just share with you some thoughts, some ideas that I have extracted or caught my attention by running through this section, this sefer on Parashas Bahalayischa. First topic is Parashas Bahalayischa begins with the menorah. Bahalayischa haneirois el mul pnei hamenorah yeiru shavas haneirois, and then the pesukim go on to describe in detail what the menorah looks like. V'zeh maasei hamenorah. Talks about the branches, the base, the legs, v'chulu v'chulu. So the topic of discussion over here is, are you allowed, v'zman hazeh, to make a menorah in the image of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash? Why would you want to do this? Well, every shul...
What happened to the menorah? No more? They took it away, right? They used to have a
menorah there in the front, right. Before they did the renovations.
Before they did the renovations.
And they had, now the menorah is gone. Okay, so many shuls.
That's
the very makbid on this halacha. They didn't want there to be even a mamish in the back, in the other room. They had in the back room. So many shuls like to have in front of the omel, they like to have a menorah. So is this menorah allowed to have seven branches? So you've in fact never seen, either six or even less, sometimes even less, it's two. You don't have seven branches. Why don't you have seven branches? Because the borders upon what it says over here, it's in this halacha, this pasuk, it says, lo sa'asun iti. Do not make anything, which means the sun and the moon, the stars.
Yes.
You may not make any, the image, either a model or even a two-dimensional image of anything that is with Hashem, meaning in the heavens. Chazal, by extension, take this pasuk and they apply it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is called E.T. It is extraterrestrial. No, it is E.T. It is with Hashem. It is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the Makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memela, a person is not allowed to make a model, to make an object that resembles an object, a utensil that is found in the Beis HaMikdash, and that includes the menorah. And what now Chazal give the rules, the guidelines are, it has to resemble in a significant way the object that you're coming to copy. And therefore, the only thing that really counts for a menorah is that it should not have seven branches. If it has six branches or has eight branches, it is moot. And in fact, he brings down here, that's one of the reasons why some of the Mepharshim say why Chazal went out of the way to make Hanukkah 8 days and not 7 days. We all know the famous question of the Beis Yosef, why are there 8 days of Hanukkah? The first day was not a miracle. There was enough oil to last one day. So one of the answers is, since they wanted the miracle to be for 7 days, that would require people to make a Chanukiah of seven branches. Now, you don't have to have seven branches. You can just have seven. You can just have seven receptacles. Seven receptacles are full of oil. But since people naturally are going to make a nice Chanukiah, and if they're going to be 7 days, they're going to make a Chanukiah of seven branches. Seven branches would be a violation of Loisasun E.T. To avoid this halachic issue, they went out of the way to make the Yom Tov of Chanukah 8 days. That's how far it goes. Now, the Shaila is, what are the exact parameters? And that, for example, and I don't know the answer. I'm very surprised that when you go to the Kaisel Hamaravi, when you come down from where the steps, what is that called? Wilson or not? What is that called? When you come from the steps going down, which entrance is that? All the way on the
Robinson.
You're coming from the old city. When you're coming in from the old city, from
isn't it the Yaffa Gate?
and you come down all the steps, all the way from the back, where the parking lot is, where the parking lot is, where the buses are, and you come in all those steps, they have there this magnificent menorah. And how many branches does it have? 7 branches. And it's fashioned just like the real menorah, with the kaftar and the ferach and all of and the kaftarim, the parochim, the one I'm leaving out, the konim and the rimayim. It has all of the details of the menorah. How are they allowed to make this menorah when it's fashioned exactly in the tzura of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash? So the simple answer is, it's being made lehislamed. It's not being made for actual use. It's only being made for teaching, as an object to teach, to instruct, to inspire. When something is made as an object, as a model, then there is no technical prohibition. It's only forbidden to make it, we're actually going to use it in the Beis HaKnesses for illumination. Okay, so now what will be an nafkamina? Nafkamina says over here, what about an electric, first of all, a leichter? Are you allowed to have a leichter that has 7 branches, even if they're not in one row? So the basic rule is, anything that's not ma'akev in the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash is a prohibition to do it privately. So in other words, let's talk about the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. We all know that the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash had the knobs, the cups, the flowers. There were a lot of details. All those details of the menorah are not ma'akev. And in fact, the Chashmonoim, when they came into the Beis HaMikdash, it says in the Medrash, they took their spears and they made a makeshift menorah out of spears. They did not have the real menorah. And it's a kosher menorah. You don't have to have every single detail. So whatever is not required in the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, if you would have this in an ordinary menorah, it would be a violation of Loisasun E.T. Therefore, anything which has 7 branches, no matter how tall it is, if it's tall, if it's short, it's kosher bidyeved to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. The ugliest menorah that has 7 branches would be kosher bidyeved to use in the Beis HaMikdash. At Kedekach, some go on to say, even if the branches are not in a row, like we're brainwashed, they have to be perfectly in a row. Right. Let's say it's in a circle, like a leichter. You have a leichter that has 7 branches. Mm-hmm. They're circular. Maybe one in the middle, then you have some other 6 branches surrounding it. Would that be kosher to use to light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Yes, believe it or not. The Rambam, the Lubavitch, they take a very literal translation of the Rambam, that the menorah has to be a V menorah. So according to the Rambam, let's say the menorah is not a V menorah, let's say it's circular, it's round, would it be kosher? Of course it's kosher. It's not ma'akev that it should be in the tzur of a V. Those who hold that the proper shape of the menorah is like Michelangelo's edition, where it's round, will admit that if it's not round, and if it's a V, b'diavad, a Chabad menorah is also good. Right, everyone, these things are not ma'akev. If they're not ma'akev, then for us to use these things for our own personal benefit, it would be a violation of lo sa'asun et. So
when you say not ma'akev, you mean
in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, then there's another halacha that has to be noticeable. There has to be noticeable the presumini, so that's an entirely different issue. You have to know how many days. See, when a person looks at the Chanukah, you have to know that today is the 3rd day of Chanukah, the 4th day of Chanukah. There's no such thing in the Beis HaMikdash of knowing what day of Chanukah is. It's just a matter of illumination. Okay, so therefore, this is a very... anything that would be kosher, when you make this decision, can I use this candelabra for my own private benefit, and it has 7 neros? It happened every so often, such a thing. The question you have to ask yourself is, if this was actually being used in the Beis HaMikdash, would it be kosher? Could the Kohen be Mekayim the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeros using such a candelabra? If the answer is yes, then you may not use this for your own private benefit. If the answer is no, then you can use this for your own private benefit. L'may nafkamina, an electric menorah. Okay, many shuls, there's a question, why can you have in a shul, by the Omud, have the actual 7 branches? The only thing is, you have electrical bulbs. An electric bulb is not a mekiyim, that's not a receptacle of Shem and Zayis. Everyone seems to agree that in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, lokas neros, with electricity. Believe it or not, even though we're so makel, it's a fish. Think about it. Halacha l'mayis, in the Beis HaMikdash, they ran out of oil. Chanukah, right? Let's go down the world. they couldn't find the pach shemen. Can they use electricity to light, electric bulbs to light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash?
Natural gas.
Other types of fuel. So seemingly, no. It says in Toviyata Titzaveh Espinei Yisrael, and it says there, Shemen Zayizach. There is no electricity to be used for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, many parts can be challenged why in the Batei Kenesios, Bezman HaZeh, it should really be permitted to have in front of the Amud a beautiful menorah of seven branches, which resembles the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Because, after all, the reason why we have the menorah is to resemble the menorah. The menorah represents the concept of the Magen David. The real Magen David is the menorah of seven branches. And you see, some Jews, they do have pictures of the menorah, and they have all the psukim. So what would be so terrible of having a beautiful menorah of seven branches in the Beis HaKnesses in front of the Amud? Anyway, it's not kosher for the Beis HaMikdash because it has electrical bulbs and there are no receptacles. There's no place for you to go pour oil and to light a shemen. So technically, it would be kosher. It would indeed be kosher. Why don't we do it? I guess Marasayin. I guess we don't want to go anywhere near this prohibition, so we stay away. We
so
do
if
not
have
do
a
it.
Chandelier and you have to have seven.
Seven. If they have receptacles, if you have a leichter is a problem because a leichter has receptacles. You have a leichter, and on top of the leichter there are receptacles where you can cups you can fill it up with oil. Something which has light bulbs, there's really no place to pour oil. Unless you'll tell me that, then you'll just take out the electricity and pour oil, and the oil's not going to. Maybe that's why it's awesome. Okay, now the next interesting question is, what about writing a picture? We all know, everyone knows the scandal from Flappish Jewish Journal a couple of years ago, that someone made such a big stink that they had a picture of the sun on the front page of the Flappish Jewish Journal.
Oh,
how can you go have an image of the sun and the moon? It says in the Torah, Lo sa sun iti. And indeed, they were right. Indeed, you're not allowed to make even a two-dimensional representation of the sun and the moon. The same way you're not allowed to make a model, you're not allowed to have even a picture. Now, so the question is, when it comes to a menorah, we're very makbid not having a menorah, a real menorah that has seven branches. But you've never seen anyone be makbid on not drawing a picture of a menorah that has seven branches. So the question is, why is it that with regard to the sun, the moon, and the stars, are we makbid not to draw a full representation of these objects? Whereas when it comes to the menorah, which is based upon exactly the same pasuk, Loi sa suniti is the same pasuk which we use for both halachas, there is no prohibition to draw an image of anything that was in the Beis HaMikdash. You have books, you have all those, that's mutter because that's like the Islamic, but why don't we have this image? So the Ritva asked this question. The Ritva says the fundamental difference is that if you would want to actually make the object, can you make the three-dimensional object? And the answer is no. You cannot possibly recreate a sun and the moon, a solar system. What?
A life size.
Even not a life size. You can't make a sun and the moon. It's impossible for a human being to create the sun and the moon and the stars. You can't possibly do it. So mainly when the Torah says Lo sasun iti, what does the Torah mean? Don't do it. You can stand on your head from today until tomorrow. You couldn't possibly do it anyway. You can make your own moon, your own sun, possible.
But you make a model of this?
Making a model is a model. Making a model, it's not the real sun, the real moon. The Torah says, do not lo sasun, do not do it, which seemingly means don't do the real thing. That's the simple translation. But that's impossible, because there's no way we can make a replica of what Hashem has created. Nimela, when Hashem says don't do it, what then? We are first to interpret Hashem's words. What does Hashem then mean? Don't make a representation, which can mean a model, don't make a model exactly, or don't even make a drawing. Anything, because anything you're going to make is not going to be the real thing. So Nimela, any representation of what it looks like is forbidden, even a two-dimensional drawing. Now you're asking a question, how come every single school has a model of the solar system? I didn't do it. I'm not the one who made it. Ein lechanam, you Jew. Now the naked, you're allowed to buy it. You're allowed to have it. You're allowed to purchase it. You're just not allowed to make it. A goy can make it. A non-Jew is allowed to make it. And also another heter is if you're not making it, you're making it only for learning, lehislamed, to learn how these things work. That's another degree of permissibility in having these things in your possession. Now let's get to the point I want to make. But what about when it comes to making a menorah, a shulchan, a mizbeach, the ulam? If I want to make a replica of the menorah, I can do it. No one's holding me back. I just need to purchase the material, get enough gold, enough silver, enough whatever I need to purchase, and go. And I can go and make a real replica without any limitation of what it says to
not
do.
The same way, you can't.
What?
You can't do it the same way.
I can't go put it into a furnace, but no, you'll carve it out.
Possible.
You'll carve it out. You can do
but
it.
You don't have to. Even if it's
seven branches, right? You can make a kosher menorah. No one's holding you back and making them know that would be kosher b'diavad in the Beis Hamikdash. Memela, when the Torah says loy sa'asun iti, the Ritva says that's all the Torah demands of you. Since you can, don't. But to make a drawing, that's not part of the prohibition. The prohibition of lo sasun is relative to what is possible. If it's impossible to do a real asiya, like the sun, the moon, and the stars, then we're forced to interpret the word lo sasun to mean don't make a representation. A representation can mean either a model, a three-dimensional model, or a two-dimensional drawing. But when it comes to something where you can actually make a real replica, so that's what the Torah says, don't do. Don't make a menorah. Don't make a shulchan. Don't make a mizbeach. But if you want to make a drawing of the menorah, a beautiful drawing of the menorah with seven branches, stained glass window, go for it. That's not even a remez to the prohibition. Yeah.
Why is a guy allowed to make a sun or so? It's hasmiti, it's a chelik of the Zorah.
A goy is also an avodah zara, so not necessarily is a chelik avodah zara. No, not necessarily. Obviously not. The fact that a goy is allowed to do it shows that it's not necessarily a chelik avodah zara. Avodah zara is to worship the sun, to worship the moon, to make a pesa.
That was the whole mistake.
That was a mistake, but they're not. When I don't hold them accountable, that you're not going to go make a model of the sun's solar system. That's not directed to them, and that's not part of the avodah zara mamash. Okay, and what about models? Making models of the Beis Hamikdash so that we don't know anything that's made lehislamed is mutter. And that is why...
I was going to ask about the Temple Institute.
Yes. That's all lehislamed.
They
make kalim and they have the clothing. So those are all in the category of being used to teach lehislamed.
Yeah,
and also they're being used... They have a head today. They're using it to actually use it. They're
right.
Not making it lehislamed. They're using it to be ready...
To be ready.
Yeah. That model of the menorah probably is kosher. But yeah, you don't even need. They supposedly have a gold menorah. They made a gold menorah out of pure gold. They're all ready to go. The Temple Institute is all ready. The only thing we're missing is Mashiach. That they can't replicate. It's like Shidduchim. You can't create new people. You have to work with what you have. You can create new Caleb, but you can't create new people. All right, let's now go to another topic. Another topic is a topic of Alpi Hashem Yisu, Alpi Hashem Yachnu, Alpi Hashem Yisu. From this we learn the Gemara's question, the sugya of Binyan and Soyser Almanas Livnas, the prohibition of destruction, of stira, dismantling a utensil is only also midaraisa if you intend to rebuild it. Bimakoima, in the same exact location. That's the halach in Shulchan Aruch. If I have a structure and I take it apart, I'm not chayiv min atar for taking it apart unless my intent is to put it back together. Soiser almanas livnois bimakoima. Not enough to put it back together in another location. I want to take apart this hut and I want to put it back together on the other side of the street, across the street, a potter. You have to take it apart with the intent of putting it back together in this very location. The Gemara asked a very very powerful question. Where do we derive the halacha of Soiser Almanas Livnois? From the Mishkan. The Mishkan was disassembled, all for the purpose of reassembling it again. But where do they reassemble it? Somewhere else. They traveled 42 times. So this is the Gemara's question. The Bavli is the question, the Yishalmi is the question, and the Bavli answers, since they were traveling at the will of Hashem, it wasn't their decision. It wasn't their decision where to travel, when to travel. They are dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. The whole world is Hashem's world. It's Ki'ilu, it's Soiser, Almanas, Livnois, Bin Mekoimai. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you where you're going to go next, and it's Hashem's world. Everything is by Hashem, it's all one location. That's why the Mishkan is an exception. But that's only for the Mishkan. But when you're dealing with your own private construction, your own private structures, you take them apart and you put it back together, it has to be with Kavan to put it back together in the same location. So now it gets to the very fascinating, this topic of an umbrella. We all know that we do not open and close umbrellas on Shabbos. And the custom is, even if the umbrella is already open on Shabbos, before Shabbos begins, and there, you're in a place where there is a kosher Eruv, so no one today the custom is you're not going to use the umbrella on Shabbos, even though it seems that the Sha'arim Surah Halachi mentions that the custom was that people did this. Technically, it would appear that there's nothing really wrong with using an umbrella on Shabbos if the umbrella has already been opened before Shabbos begins, and you do not close the umbrella, and you're in a place where there is an Eruv. I guess in the bungalow colony, it would be very easy to make use of this halacha. What people do?
Picnic tables. They had people. I remember people.
No, the picnic tables. That's already connected. That's already partially open. That's already different. But let's talk about you in the bungalow colony, and you want to go to shul from the bungalow, and you have on your porch, you have the umbrella, and the umbrella is already open before Shabbos begins, and you go to shul, and you'll just drop it in the yard before you come into the shul. Why not? I'm not making an oil. The oil has already been made before Shabbos began. I'm not going to destroy the oil. The oil already has been, I'm going to leave it open. Carrying, I'm allowed to carry on Shabbos because there's an Erev. So technically there is no prohibition. Why don't we do it? So the Pesach can say, because it's very easy. It's very easy to forget yourself. You may come to open it, you may come to close it. It's not easy to store. It's just not Shabbos-tick.
It
so
stand on its own, an umbrella. That's another head.
Even if it doesn't stand on its own, you just let it lie on the side. The oil already has been established. But he gets into a discussion with the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is a very big chiddush. Says that technically you're allowed to open and close an umbrella on Shabbos. Now again, don't do this at home. Don't do this at home. But technically speaking, there is really no prohibition to open and close an umbrella. Why not? It's not. You're not doing it. Bimakoimai. What is the making of an oil in the Mishkan? In one location. They came to rest in a certain location. The cloud of glory came to a stop. This is a sign that here Hashem wants us to set up the Mishkan. They set up the Mishkan and they put on the Urios. Bimakoimai. When I open an umbrella, what is my intent? The umbrella is going to be a shelter, not here, there. I'm going to use the umbrella to go travel. It should be an oil, not in this makam, but to be a traveling oil. There is no such thing in the Mishkan, as a traveling oil. In the Mishkan, every oil was bimekoimai. What's the next question? The next question is, what about soiser? What about closing the umbrella? You only chayef for closing the umbrella if it's soiser, almanas, livnois, bimekoimai. No, right now it's not raining, I'm being soiser. And when am I going to open the umbrella? I'm keep the umbrella closed for the rest of the day. If it happens to rain, I'll open it up again, but not over here, wherever there's going to be rain. You fundamentally, the binyan and stira of opening an umbrella, because again, an umbrella is an oil, because it is four tefachim wide, over a height of 10 tefachim. So it's binyan, shaloi b'mekoimai, and it's stira, that's not almanas, livnoi, shaloi b'mekoimai. Okay, that's one. Now, here's where you put my attention. Then he says here, very fast and chiddush. It's not shaykh. Now, this is not the Chassam Sofer, he's quoting from someone else, but he's saying it's not shaykh for there to be a din of binyan by oil. because the oil is tali in das acherim, in someone else's das. In other words, let's go back to the rain. It's tali in the rain. When it comes to the Mishkan, what was our original question? Why are they chayiv for dismantling the Mishkan? It's soiser almanas livnois sheloi b'mekoymai. That's only because al pi Hashem Yesu v'al pi Hashem Yachanu. But if let's say he gives an example, let's say you're a worker. You're a worker, and you make you are told to dismantle a tent. Where am I going to put the tent up? Where will I reestablish it? Wherever the Balabayas tells me to establish it. I have absolutely no decision. It's not my decision. It's someone else's decision. Then you potter. Even though it may very well be that he'll tell you to assemble in this same exact location. But if it's not dependent on your, you don't have control, then you are potter. So he explains over here that rain is something that's beyond your control. And you can't go tell me it's al pi Hashem, because it's not al ruach hakodesh. It's just a reality. It's just a mitzias. If you when you close the umbrella, the opening of the umbrella, when and where, is not totally, does not depend upon what I want. It's dependent upon the clouds, the rain, when it wants. So fundamentally, it's not possible for there to be a binyan and a stira when it comes to an umbrella. Okay, those are basically says why we're not. That's basically why an umbrella theoretically is not something that is really a problem. It goes without saying it's not a problem to take an umbrella that's already been opened before Shabbos begins and to keep it open when you reach your destination and as you carry in a place where there is no Erev. That's why we don't do it. So that it's certainly is not a problem. But at Kedei Kach, there really is not an Isser Deraisa, even an Isser Medrabanan, to open an umbrella and to close an umbrella. It's not like the oil in the Beis HaMikdash, where it is first of all, it's an oil which has mechitzos. An oil that has no mechitzos, just on the top, and you hold it, that's not the oil of the Mishkan. And certainly, the oil is meant to go and to move with you as you travel. That's not the oil of the Mishkan. And closing the umbrella is not called soiser, almanas livnos b'mekoymai. And on top of all that, every time you open the umbrella and you close the umbrella, the entire existence of the oil is only totally b'das acherim. The adas acherim is the rain. And that is not what an oil is all about. Oil is all about your das, and the Gemara makes that point. The Gemara makes this point of being your das, someone else's das. Hashem's das is different. The whole issue of open and closing umbrella technically is not a problem at all. Yet, don't get any wrong ideas. Halacha l'maisa, no one today would dare use an umbrella, take an umbrella with him to shul on Shabbos under any condition. It's not in the spirit of Shabbos to do such a thing. Yeah.
Because umbrellas, like musical instruments, are prone to break. You would come to fix it.
Fix it? No one said. They don't talk about that. That's the, you're saying a very good point. Interesting. You might come to fix it. Those also break. Don't worry. Okay, one last interesting point. This interesting idea. This is a very interesting idea. Pi Hashem Yachna, Pi Hashem Yisol. Related to this idea, and that is the Gemara is a question. How was Yisra? Who is the halacha shulchan aruch? If a person witnesses a miracle, or witnesses a place where you saw a miracle, you're supposed to make a bracha. She'as the next makom hazeh. Where do we learn that halacha from? Yisra. When Yisro saw Klal Yisrael, he said, Baruch Hashem, Asher Yitzilaschem Miyad
Mitzrayim.
Yitzilaschem Miyad Mitzrayim. The one who made the bracha, doesn't say Yisrael Malchus, but assuming Yisrael Malchus, when Yisro came to the Midbar, he saw Moshe, he saw Klal Yisrael, he made a bracha that Hashem has done a miracle for this people. The Gemara's question is, but wait a minute, the halacha is you have to make the bracha in the place where the miracle happened. Yisrael saw the Jewish people for the very first time in the desert. The miracle happened in Mitzrayim, leaving Egypt, and saw the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. So when Yisrael came and saw Klal Yisrael in the desert, that's not the location where the miracle happened.
But they're surviving in the desert. That's a
separate miracle. That's not what he said. Baruch Asher Hitzlas Chayyad Mitzrayim. The bracha he made was Hashem saved the people from the hands of the Egyptians. That happened in Egypt and that happened at the Yad. That did not happen in the desert. So how then was he allowed to make this bracha? So the Gemara gives a very fascinating answer and says, same thing. Al pi Hashem Yisu, Al pi Hashem Yachanu. Since the entire journey of Klal Yisrael from beginning to end, from coming to Eretz Yisrael, is all through pi Hashem, it's with regard to this bracha, it's considered to be one makom of Hashem. Now there's another answer that another answer is given, and that's because the only time you can't make the bracha is when you're not going to go back, when you're traveling to a new location. I'm already forgetting how this whole thing goes. The point I want to make is that the Torah says you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. It is forbidden, in the midst of the Loisa say, for a person to return to Mitzrayim.
Lo Soshu Baderech Hazeo.
You're not allowed to return back to the place.
The Rambam, but they say, you know, only in that particular order.
And you have to go in the same Asos. So the point here is he brings that from Yosef Engel. With regard to this question, there's an additional problem with this question, because it is soiser, just like we have this idea of al pi Hashem Yisrael, al Hashem Yachanu, that comes to explain it has to be in the same exact location. Let's talk about the halacha of stira. You only chayiv for soiser if you're soiser al manas livnois bimekoymoi. And as far as Klal Yisrael traveling in the desert, that's not an issue. Al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisu. When it comes to making the bracha of she'osali nes bamokoyim hazeh, you can't say by Mitzrayim it's going to be ba'oso mokoyim, because you're not allowed to be there to begin with. So this is an exception to the rule. The bracha that Yisro made for Klal Yisrael cannot possibly be built on the principle of it being ba'oisei makom. In other words, this halacha that the Gemara derives cannot be 100% a pure makar for the basic halacha that when you make a bracha on a miracle, you have to go back to that location where you saw the miracle. That cannot possibly be true with regard to Yisro and Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael is not allowed to go back to the place where they came from.
Yes.
So that's exactly the point. The point is that the Gemara, don't take the Gemara literally. There was, you don't even come on to the concept of Al Pi Hashem. But he can't bring back Klal Yisrael with him. Normally, when you're making the bracha, it's you. The miracle happened to you, and you make and you're at that location. So here, that would demand that Klal Yisrael go back with Yisrael to Mitzrayim. That cannot possibly be true with regard to the miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because of the prohibition of not returning to Mitzrayim. So therefore, this idea, the Gemara's Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisu, is not something which you have to take very literally. It's more of an asmachta because of this additional halach. All right, we'll stop over here.
I am the one. Give my regards, Lyman.
I always value
you when you take a look in the body. He told me he knows you, Rabbi Yanofsky.
Right, on 45th Street. Yeah, so he was a special difference, and then when the captain took in his own let go. So then they so he became the Machon.
What's that new school near you? On J and the corner of
Gesher? That's a seminary. A seminary for girls who don't America, a seminary for girls. Who don't go there.
Who runs it?
Who don't go.
Not been along today.
I don't know. A few people get together. Okay. I don't know. Is it successful?
I don't know.
Is it the second year?
Who knows? How are you?
Baruch Hashem.
So they were battle, I think that the Baruch is rallying against this.
Sally was in bed for 4 days. Also
he's in trouble in the middle. They said the only paper that had air was Aaron Sheff, supposedly, J.J.
He
is a friend of
She went to the doctor, gave her a shot.
They were the ones who were the mayor, but...
They were the one who were
the shot probably what helped.
Sure, shot started there after the mayor, but... So they were very upset against the other Lithuanian guys. Any chance that they can stick it with China or the other
I don't know.
Satma is also stay strong. Force the line. Between the Litvish and the. Exactly like Eretz Yisrael. That they become legitimate Eretz Yisrael if they make the same thing in America. In America,
this is exactly what Scherer was afraid of. Scherer. And they split. They also said this, but they were
sure, right.
So Scherer was terrified.
Right, they do it here.
Because he saw this, the same having there.
Right.
For the rest of his life, since that moment, he worked against it. It's not having there.
But you know who's one of the people who might be doing just what like this is Novominska. It's Novominska.
So then this is what? He wants to be in the Chassidus side? He wants to be in the Chassidus side?
I think so.
He needs a Chassidus side. Yeah. So he wants to go with Sakma.
So one of them supports the Vildachaya Zalman, and the Arabian doesn't.
Arabian is even
the deal panel.
I'm surprised.
No, he says that we don't go this way. We do a different way. Whatever one says, the other one will say
that. There's no way, it's inevitable. There's no way the Hasidim and the Lucian people are wrong. No way. I go to the Hasidim, the Hasidim, the Hasidim, the Hasidim,
they're taking over.
There's no way the Satmar Hasidim can get along with the Lucian. There's no way, They're going to split eventually.
Like Lubavitch, man.
They're going to split. Agud is going to be downgraded very, very much. Agud now has no role, no mission. Agud, right. The only time Agud was a one-man show. It was Shem.
Right.
All Shem. I read the book. Fascinating book. Shem's life.
You have the book on?
700 pages, yeah. You want to borrow it?
Yeah.
Very good book. All that Shem. What did you learn Shem about Agud? Agud. It was
one-man show.
You get the impression, you see my shots. Wow, Agud is so baloney. A one-man show. Sher died, he's on Agudah. Agudah was a joke. That's not a joke. Well, they have a convention? Yeah, it's like these other conventions. You have like a why you retreat. It's like a. It's just
weird stuff.
And he doesn't speak so long. They're so shallow. They're so shocked. The speaker, all these big speakers about this, that, charges of risk. I don't think.
There's a demonstration in 2 weeks against Agudah.
Against Agudah?
Yeah, for sexual abuse somewhere there.
So they're
not pushing it. I don't know, the activists are pushing
Agudah
it.
Agudah has no, it was a one-man show, he's not there anymore, so it's just, there's nothing, it's like,
But Paul's a lawyer, he's a nice lawyer, he's a nice guy, but he's caught in the middle because he has no data and everyone tells him what to do. He's just a yo-yo.
Dafyomi went out of them.
Dirshu, next Sima Shas, Dirshu is going to be a major threat to the Agudo. He's going to make his own Sima Shas. He's going to take with him all the quality B'nai Torah. Who's going to go for the Agudo? We're a shach, be an entertainment. It'll be like a circus.
Yeah.
It's very silly. They're foolish, Aguda. They should have taken Hafster. They should have brought
incorporated
him.
Yeah.
They should have brought him in. Because Eretz Yisrael, last year, Mashas, it was a very big bazaar. First of all, Eretz Yisrael, again, Aguda is one man show. It was sure. In Eretz Yisrael, there was no, it was the Shema Shas, it's very, very shach. Because there's no Aguda. There's no one. The Sher is America. Sher is not involved with them. They can't deal with them. So they had a Sima Shas. They had a little place. It was a joke. It was not. And it's a shock because every time they have all the numbers, they have all the people. Mm-hmm. No one got involved. So he, Hafters, Chacham, he saw this Mamash Afkeri sin there to show. He took over.
Right.
And he made a Sima Shas like none other.
Right.
Nice, they say. It was
so
a million times nice.
It was a wedding of the son of a guy, Lehrer. He's the photographer. His son got married.
Yeah. Who's the photographer?
Everyone showed up, all the rabbis.
But who was the photographer of his wedding?
Huh? I don't know, but the photographer, but he's a photographer, all the rabbis. So they said, you know, all the rabbis have all the things to do, and suddenly they come because he's a photographer, they come to his wedding.
He knows that.
He lists every single guy.
He's a nice guy. They like him.
Right, because when he comes to a wedding, the word spreads, the photographer say, they all become serious.
Right. Like training was the same thing. Training knew every Rosh Hashiva had in the
He knew everybody. He remember he had a phenomenal mind.
Right.
He knew everybody.
Well, it's logical. He goes every night to a wedding. He knows all the rabbis. He has a relationship. He's a nice person.
His son's still in the business.
Who, Trainer? I don't know. You never hear about Trainer anymore.
No.
But you're going to see. Hafster's smart.
Yeah.
And he's going to take over the same like that. And all the problem is he has the young guys.
He has to start more English. He has a label in his pocket.
What is that going to happen? They're not labeled. When they have Balbatim, they go to art school, they learn a few minutes here and there. You can't see my shots of the Balbatim.
You know, art school in the beginning was a good basically. They would have got a lot of stuff from a good
art school is not that popular anymore. Now, in the sixth edition, much more popular in the
sixth. Yeah, I don't know.
So, a good know. It's very time.
When are you going to Pinter, to go far?
No.
All right, bring in the sheriff.
So in other words, there's a difference like the rush. I mean, some people do like the rush. Everybody doesn't do like the I don't think it's
Rama.
Like the Rama.
Who got $50,000?
Huh?
Yeah, who has $50,000? That's that, right? But the rush. Yeah. Why do you work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, nice day. Be well.